WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, September 18th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how counties throughout Illinois are handling the start of the Pretrial Fairness Act. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Advocates for survivors of sex crimes and domestic violence are cheering the end of cash bail in Illinois today. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Judges will no longer be able to set a money bond for a defendant to pay their way out of jail pre-trial. And under the law, victims must be notified of the defendant's pre-trial hearing. Madeline Baer is the policy director for the Chicago Alliance Against Sexual Exploitation. She says the system is much better for victims.
Rather than treating them as kind of a like an aside, frankly, in our system, they get to be more centered in this process by actually being able to be notified of everything and participate if they choose to.
Baer says her team will be monitoring how the new system is implemented in Cook County. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The numbers are out on a COVID-era program aimed at helping pre-K through 8 students learn at Decatur Public Schools. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
DPSS students in the extended day program had higher attendance, higher reading scores, and fewer disciplinary issues than their peers. Parent Wykina Perry recently told the DPS 61 Board of Education that she appreciates the free before and after school care.
Without the program, I would not be able to continue working full time as a single parent. Each day they are provided with a light meal, assistance with homework, access to the library to enhance their reading skills.
The program occurs at 13 elementary and middle schools. Federal COVID-19 relief money is paying for the program. It will end next fall if the district doesn't find other grants before then. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Around 100 people met Saturday at the Urbana Free Library to honor individuals and businesses for their aid to local immigrants. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda has the story.
The CU Immigration Forum is a group dedicated to the progress and inclusion of immigrants in Champaign County. The group hosted its 10th annual Immigration Welcome Awards in Urbana. Flor Quiros received the Student Leadership Award. She volunteers with the Immigration Project and works as a translator at local events. She says she's not the only student working to make a difference.
So I am just one of a lot. I am one of many, one of a lot of students who go unrecognized, but they still do those efforts regardless of like the end result, just because it's a fulfilling process and a fulfilling project to them.
Quiros encourages people to recognize where problems lie and deliver service to those in need. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how counties throughout Illinois are handling the start of the Pretrial Fairness Act today. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece original series Vandervolk, based on Nicholas Freeling's legendary crime thrillers, returns to WILL-TV this month. In season 3, Piet Vandervolk, played by Mark Warren, welcomes two new sergeants to the team, including a technical whiz and an impulsive hotshot. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 3, plus the show's first 2 seasons, with WILL Passport. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more about this exclusive member benefit.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Today marks the end of cash bail in Illinois and the start of a new system for handling defendants awaiting trial. The change means judges will no longer be allowed to hold people in jail pre-trial unless they pose a safety or flight risk. It's a move that's been championed by criminal justice reform advocates and Democratic state officials. But counties in more rural parts of the state are apprehensive about the change, particularly when it comes to releasing people charged with drug-related offenses. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Sheriff Devron Oren's cramped office is stacked with cardboard boxes filled with cleaning and office supplies.
My office and up front, pretty much all we have is this back room.
In the back, there's an evidence closet, a processing desk, and an interrogation room, which Oren says can fit up to 3 people if they leave the door open. He says they've been trying to get more space for years.
We don't have those resources because we're a small county. That becomes difficult.
Oren is the sheriff for Cass County in central Illinois. It's about 35 miles west of Springfield. It's a rural farming community with a population of a little over 12,000. Oren's worked in law enforcement here since 2009, And he says the biggest problems they face have and continue to be tied to meth addiction.
It rips families apart, and drugs destroy lives, you know, particularly methamphetamine. It has been our biggest downfall here, and it's destroyed the lives of lots of people. You know, I've talked to the people that sell the drugs. They don't come in and turn themselves in, but when they get caught, a lot of them are, you know, thrilled it happened because they can't get away from it.
He says in Cass County, they don't have enough money for a lot of things they need. More space for the sheriff, more stuff for kids to do, and more help for people struggling with addiction. There are only 2 outpatient treatment centers, and the nearest inpatient rehab is about a 30-minute drive away. Oren says it takes weeks just to get seen.
If you want to go to drug rehab, you have to call. You get on a waiting list. And sometimes the only chance you get is once to get them in, and the day they're wanting to go, that may be the time. If you can't get them in that day, then they may never go.
That's why he's worried about what the end of cash bail is going to mean for the county's drug problem, and for the people in the thick of it. Under the new law, unless a gun is used, people facing drug-related charges will not go to jail while awaiting trial. And that's a big change for Cass County. Oren says it's not perfect, but holding someone in jail gives them a place away from the drugs. And it's a way for the sheriff to make sure they actually go to treatment once a bed opens up.
Like I said, you can't get them in quickly. So person A is arrested today. They're addicted to drugs, and we don't keep them. You know, we send them back out into the public, but tell them, okay, we're going to get you into rehab. You can't track them down, or, you know, they don't want to go. Whereas if they're in jail, we know where they're at. They can't just leave. They're able to get off the drugs a little bit and then go.
What they need is drug treatment. So let's find that for them and not pretend that locking them in a cage is some kind of substitute for that.
That's Ben Riddell. He's the director of criminal justice policy at the ACLU of Illinois. He's worked with people who are detained and incarcerated on drug-related charges, and he says jail should never be part of a person's treatment. Riddell says ending cash bail will be good for people who struggle with drug addiction.
Forcing somebody to withdraw from the drug that they've been using does not, in and of itself, do anything to affect a change in that individual where they're, like, embarking on a path of recovery. It simply makes them more vulnerable to harm if and when they use drugs again.
Riddell believes taking the blunt instrument of jail away will make counties look at other options outside of the jails, like investing in rehab centers and harm reduction. That's what Diana Feigl wants, too. She runs a Community Hope and Recovery Center located in a shopping strip near the Beardstown Historical Square. They're the only drug treatment provider in Cass County, aside from the county health department. She says they do everything they can to make people feel comfortable seeking help.
Especially in a small community, in a rural community, everybody knows everybody. It's difficult, and I always tell staff one of the hardest things for people to do is walk through those front doors.
Feigl has worked for the Recovery Center for almost 30 years. She says when someone comes in with drug problems, they can't just treat their addiction. They have to treat the whole person.
People sometimes are just living day to day. They don't have a place to stay. Their family's been torn apart. They're going through divorce. They've lost their job.
The center recently lost a staffer, so the drug treatment program is down to just 2 people, a director and 1 part-time worker. That's made the waiting list for their programs even longer. She says to really address the problem here in Cass County, they need to expand. She wants to build a team of people to do outreach and counseling in the schools. She would also love to have beds for people needing intensive inpatient treatment.
Those are all, we talk about it, but you just got to have the money.
Feigl and Sheriff Oren meet up sometimes to talk about the county's drug problem and what can be done to fix it. They came up with the idea last month of having police officers hand out magnets to people when they make drug arrests. The magnets have a list of substance use resources in and around the county. It's a pretty short list, and they'd like it to be longer. Ultimately, Feigl and Oren agree with Riddell from the ACLU on a lot of things. Oren says he knows jail is not the best place for a person who is addicted to drugs, and that it costs more money to jail someone than to invest in prevention.
I'm not a guy that, like, does studies or, you know, write stuff down, but I just, from my experience, if we did a massive funding of mental health treatment in Illinois, I think a lot of our problems would go away.
But right now, Oren says jail is just the best of the bad options he's got for handling folks with drug offenses. He doesn't support eliminating cash bail. He thinks judges should have the discretion to detain people. But the new system is here, and Oren is calling on Illinois state lawmakers for more funding for drug and mental health treatment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 74 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.